Okay, folks, welcome to episode 29 of the Off Center Archers. I'm Anthony.
This is Stephanie.
And today we're just going to hopefully be a much shorter podcast than the last one. But we did order some more accessories to come in for the bows. And one of our favorite archers is also starting a new company. So what do you want to start here? We'll start with what we ordered?
Yeah, sure. Might as well.
Okay. So we had been mentioning before that we were going to start getting the stuff for Steph's bow when it comes to her peep sight, her strings, and whatnot. So for Christmas, we got a lot of gift cards for places, for Cabela's and whatnot. So we decided to go ahead today. We used all of our gift cards. We have a quarter-inch hooded peep sight coming for Steph's bow with the quarter-inch clarifier, mm-hmm. which is, I got the yellow, I believe. It's the number one clarifier that's recommended for a two-time scope, which is what you have. Also, I ordered one non-hooded quarter-inch peep sight with the, I think it's the gray verifier, which is the first verifier on their list for my bow, because we're going to try out both. I'm not going to put a magnifier on my bow anytime soon. But, you know, maybe clear up the image, you know, see if it actually works and whatnot. So, which, I mean, with your bow, it'll clear up the blurriness of your target.
Yeah, because I don't see the double anymore that I had mentioned, well, you know, a couple months ago.
Right.
And it's just kind of, it's not a crisp image. So it has that, like, kind of blurriness to it.
Right. Yeah, well, so, that's the magnification.
Right.
You know,
right.
Distorting it.
So hopefully maybe this one will clarify it.
Hey, right? Well, that's what we hope it's going to do.
Yeah, so we'll see how that turns out. How long did that say that it was going to take to ship out?
It says we should have them probably by the 16th, so which is fine. That's not that long away. That's a week.
2 weeks.
No, it's a week. It's the 7th.
Well, I'm saying, though, we get it in a week, and then we put it on and we try it out.
Well, do you want to put it on right away, or do you want to wait till the end of the month when we order a string for your bow as it is? Because we're going to be ordering your new Vapor Trail string at the end of the month for your bow.
Yeah, that's true. Either way.
Well, it'll also give you a little bit more time with the precision peep, and it, you know, because you've actually been doing well with it, you know, when we go to shoot more often.
Yeah.
You know, when we skip 2 weeks or so, like as we were sick. You know, you tend to, like, fall back into your yanking the bow a little bit more than you normally would. So, but yeah, all of that should be coming. And also for my sight, because I'm still running my HHA optimizer, and I've really come to grow to like it. At first, I was a little, you know, iffy about the sight because of the 2-inch housing. I almost kind of regretted getting it and not getting the 1 5/8 one. But, you know, that was on clearance at Gander when they were closing before we moved from New York.
Right.
But I did order the 2-inch shade for the sight.
Oh, okay. So just to back up, like, maybe a step or two, because I'm thinking about it now.
Okay, fine. Think about it.
You have to... I don't want to burn the place down. So...
She's blonde.
Not even really. After I got pregnant,
yeah,
it
your
went
hair did get darker.
Poo brown.
Yeah, it went poo brown. Oh man, my blonde wife is gone.
Yeah. So you have to explain to people because it's, you know, a lot of people are still kind of learning about a lot of this stuff. Mm-hmm. The big difference between, like, with the everything we ordered, like the peep sight that's hooded and the one that's not, and what the difference is, and then the for your sight, the shade. Yeah, you have to actually, like, explain in general terms without.
Well, the shade from my sight more so is just something that I'm getting to try something out, because I'm not sure. It's hard to explain. Like, when I look through my peep sight into the sight, I almost feel like there's too much of a reflection around the pin. Like, they did a really good job making the sight and everything, but it's like the inside of the housing is almost fucking shiny.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of, like, almost causes, like, a haze as you're looking through it. So that's the reason I got the shade, is to make it longer so there's not actual light anywhere but the pin itself. So that's why I wanted to try, because I noticed on yours, when we got the magnifier for yours, and then it came with that mounting ring, it also does come with a... like more than half inch, almost 3/4 inch extension that sticks out past the sight,
mm-hmm.
which blocks a lot of the light from like bouncing off the lens, bouncing off the housing.
Right.
So that was something I was interested to get for my sight, just because I feel like there's almost that's what's happening on the inside of my sight. Like, I mean, the way the HHA is made, it's just, like I said, it's made really nice. Everything's really clean. All the surfaces on her are really clean, but it's like they're almost so clean that they cast their own, like they reflect a lot of light, even right. though it's black.
Right, right, right.
So that's why I wanted to kind of get this. This way, there'll be no light on the back side of the pin, and hopefully I'll just see the pin. Because I don't have any, like, you know, extra light. I don't mm-hmm. have their blue burst light or nothing on the fiber optics.
And same with the peep sight?
Yeah, and that's the idea of the hooded peep sight for yours.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to try and see which one we both like. You know, I'll try the hooded one. You'll try the hooded one. We'll see.
Yeah, I wanted to swap them out.
Right. And that's supposed to be the general idea, that the hooded sight is supposed to stop any kind of glare you might get on either the verifier or clarifier's lens.
Right.
So, and you're going to have your clarifier, and I'll have the verifier because I'm not going to be magnified for now.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. You know. I just figured whoever's out there who's like, has no idea.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at most peep sights, there are no real, you know, hooded peep sights except for the specialty archery ones. So I could see where it would kind of throw you off quite a bit. It's just odd. I don't know. I guess that's the way to say it. I know Hamsky makes one, but they make like a whole kit that's like quite expensive from what I understand for a whole kit. But it's shaded on the front and the rear.
Oh.
So it's like looking through a tube, from what I understand. So I'm not really sure. But yeah, we're going to get it for your bow. You're going to have the hooded to start.
Right.
And I'm going to have the non-hooded on mine. So. Yeah, right there?
Yeah, I don't know why. I just keep yawning.
It's your bedtime. Kids yeah, are in bed. You're used to going to sleep early.
Yeah. I'm all right, though.
You all right, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
So those will be here in, you know, the week.
Yeah, stuff's going to start showing up Wednesday because of the stuff we ordered from Amazon.
So we'll post pictures of those up when we get them.
Right. Yeah, Wednesday the shade will show up, and also the insert tool for the specialty archery verifier and clarifier that we need.
Right.
Because I don't know why, but it wasn't offered on Cabela's website.
Who knows?
So, well, it was there, but it was with an aperture kit for, like, no lenses. So it was, like, you know, you'd buy the quarter-inch housing, and it came with a bunch of inserts to go down to 3/8 and 1/8 and 3/32 or some shit. They might have
not ordered them for separate selling, and it just comes with a package. Whoops. Sorry. I keep hitting my
mic. The cord.
Yeah. I don't know. Who knows? Or they had it, and they just ran out of stock, and I don't know. I don't know. I don't own a multi-million-dollar company.
No, I don't. Well, obviously, we live in a two-bedroom apartment. Obviously, we don't own a multi-million dollar company.
Yeah, no.
So, but yeah, all of that stuff will be showing up within the next 10 days or so. So we'll have all sorts of pictures up of that.
Mm-hmm.
End of the month, yes, we are ordering your new strings for your bow. I'm almost certain you're going to just do green all the way. Or are you going to do black with black and green twist?
I don't know. I don't know yet. Depends on what the green looks like.
Fluorescent green.
I don't know. I don't know what I want to do.
Okay.
I gotta look at them. I'm on the fence.
You're on the fence?
Yeah.
Okay, so Steph will decide what color she wants.
Yeah.
Or what color combination she wants for those. Yeah. And also today, just since I mentioned it right in the beginning there, we had gotten an advertisement that had popped up while we were browsing Facebook or Instagram or one of them stupid pages, that Levi Morgan now is starting a archery accessory company called Recon Archery. Right now, you know, they do have a starter webpage up, you know, the coming soon, first quarter 2018. The hats are actually really cool looking. It says, you know, like Recon on the one side and everything like that. And he has like you could see, like the starter arrow accessories listed. There's no prices. There doesn't seem to be any sort of patterns, but it does show different categories of vanes that are going to be made available. It does show that he's going to have wraps that are going to be available for your arrows and whatnot. And I guess he's actually going to be debuting the company at the ATA show next week.
Yeah, not next week. It's this week, Thursday.
It's Sunday, yeah. So kind of Sunday's usually the beginning of the week, yeah.
It is.
So this Thursday.
Not really kind of. Okay,
it is. Yeah, look forward to see what he has coming from that. I know him and, I haven't mentioned it before, but him and Dudley were working together with Sherlock to design like a new site. So hopefully something comes of that relatively soon. I'm always interested in seeing what Dudley has coming out with his stuff, and same with Morgan. I still want to try and get my hands on a True Fire Seer because I want to try that hinge release. Since I've tried the two finger hinge release, and I'm not a fan of a two finger. I've realized. I think if I have the three finger, it'll work a lot better for me because I do shoot well with the hinge release, but I just don't feel like I have enough rotation in my hands to use the two finger. I feel like I need the three. Like I'd have a lot more control of it as if my ring finger was involved.
I'm still stuck on my release for right now.
Well, the True Fire, we have the Edge 4 Pro or Pro 4 Edge, something like that from True Fire, which, I mean, both of us have been using it for a year, and I don't have any complaints about it at all. I like it.
No, I like this one.
Right.
So I don't, that back tensioner release.
Back tensioner?
Yeah, I know.
The back tensioner release?
The tensioner.
Well, it's actually considered a hinge release because you have to rotate it. I do eventually want to get either, Dudley's Silverback or the original version, which is the Carter Evolution, which is an actual back tension. You have to measure or get the weight of how much holding weight your bow has.
Mm-hmm. It still makes me nervous that it's going to, like, shoot as I'm pulling back. Like, I still have that because control that you have.
Well, no, with Dudley's Silverback and the Carter Evolution, you have the trigger, which is a safety. So you actually lock it when you pull back. And then when you get to the back and you get on the wall, you let the safety go, and then you're supposed to keep pulling through. And when, you know, you set it for 5 pounds past the bow's holding weight. And then as you pull through, the bow fires. It's an actual true back tension.
The one we have is...
That's a hinge. That's where you got... Sorry, we're both banging the hell out of the table today. But yeah, no, that's a hinge release. You actually have to like rotate it. It's the same thing as the sear. I'd have to you'd slowly rotate your hand, or you slowly release your index finger, whichever, vice versa.
Yeah, I didn't like that one too much.
Well, that's because a couple of times when you pulled it back, it clicked and was like, I'm going to fire. And you're like, oh God. I'm like, no, just keep pulling.
Yeah, I know. So, but moving on.
What else?
What do you mean, what else?
We only really had two things written up for today. I mean, there wasn't a lot.
No, there is, but you're like, no, okay, we're not going to mention it that this one. We're not going to mention that this one.
Oh, yeah, we're going to talk about Doug going shopping. That's right. Oh, see, I didn't write that down. That's why I forgot about it already. God. So I'm getting old. It's 40, like a goldfish, man. Yeah, 40. Ooh, the goldfish. 3 second memory. Look, tree. Oh, shit, a tree. So. But yes, so Doug has actually already called me up and asked me which companies would I buy bows from. And I told him the companies that I personally like. He's more than welcome to look at whatever he wants to look at. I did try to convince him to stay more towards a bow that's going to be, 34 to 36 inch axle to axle, because he is 6'2". He does have pretty much a 30 inch draw length. He's got long arms and stuff. So it's kind of like, me personally, obviously we shoot PSE, so I'm going to recommend PSE. I told him, this, the new Stinger X or Stinger Extreme, the 2018 one is called. That one, if he can get his hands on a used Phenom, because those are 36 inch axle to axle. Like with Bear, you can usually find a really, really good price on a Bear Arena 34. Mm-hmm. Like, well, there's one listed here in the Greenville area for $300. If I had $300, I'd go buy it.
Yeah.
there was also a phenom not that long ago listed here in the Greenville area. And that one went for $350, and that's a $700 bow.
Right. Well, you know, it's someone's older bow that they're done shooting, that they either they got a newer one and they don't need to keep multiple bows, and those are the ones that you want to look for.
Well, the thing I found funny about like the phenom that was listed here, it was 2 years old. And the guy literally wrote why he's getting rid of selling the bow.
Is it the wife?
No. Every 2 years, he buys the same exact bow in the newer version for because he shoots 3D competitions.
Hmm.
And in his head, he always puts a new, according to him, this is what his advertisement on Craigslist was, the bow always is sold with a brand new string on it, and he always sells it for half the original price, which I thought was pretty cool. You know, no, he guarantees there's no broken limbs on it. You can go to his house. He's got targets in his backyard. You can shoot the bow in his backyard. This way you can personally test it out.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So, and apparently, you know, the guy does it every 2 years, which is cool. So.
I'd figure he'd keep it.
Some people don't, you know. You never know. I mean, you never know the reason why he's selling it. You know, who knows? Maybe he's got some sponsorship with a local shop and stuff. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, 3D shoots that go on here down in South Carolina. And actually, there's a whole South Carolina Archery Association that Sun Dune on the east side of South Carolina is in. Saluda River over here is involved in it. What's the other one? The Archery Shack. There's several shops in the, you know, remote area here, probably within an hour and a half drive. And a couple in North Carolina and a couple right over the border there in Georgia along the 85 corridor here.
Yeah, we're by a lot of borders right where we are.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, we're literally an hour from North Carolina, an hour from South Carolina. We live in South Carolina.
Yeah.
We're an hour from Georgia. So we're wedged in the middle pretty good, so...
And I think we're only 2 hours out from what, Tennessee? Or
yeah, yeah.
Kentucky, it's like Tennessee?
No, it's Tennessee. It's Tennessee.
Okay.
Because we have to go from here to North Carolina and then across into Tennessee. So.
Right, right.
But yeah, we're like 2 hours from Tennessee. It's really not too bad.
Mm-mm.
But there are a lot of, I notice a lot of the 3D competitions that go on down here, a lot of the local bow shops, just like the one we go to, Saluda River, they have their indoor tournaments for the 20 yard or whatever. And then, all different classes, hunting classes, you know, target bow classes, men's, women's, all everything you could pretty much think of.
Well, they have like little clubs too, like little archery night or whatever.
Yeah.
It's would be archery nice, leagues, but we can't, We can't really do a league right now.
Well, I work second shift, which kind of screws that up.
Yeah.
And it's quite hard finding any sort of place that has a league on a Saturday. I've noticed none of the shops anywhere have a league on a Saturday.
I think because mostly around here, people go hunting on the weekends. So I don't think they'll get much of a turnout.
Yeah, but most of the leagues are starting now. Hunting season's pretty much done.
Mm.
The league season starts post-hunting season.
True.
So... that's why I don't understand why a lot of the places, and this is not to knock, so nobody take that as where I'm trying to knock Saluda River Archery or any of the local shops, because I absolutely love the guys down here. But nobody seems to have anything on a Saturday.
Maybe that's their bowling league.
Maybe that's their bowling league? I don't know. Was that our son?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, our son's laughing.
No, I don't know what he's doing. My creep camera.
So, so back to Doug. So, you know, we've been mentioning certain bows. So, I mean, he told me he went to Bass Pro Shop. Yeah. So, and is this bow good? Is this bow good?
But it's better to find a bare bow from someone who's selling it. Yes,
that was the other thing. Is that he was looking at the stores, and everything pretty much at the store was an RTS package. And for anyone who's new to it, I was getting to that, means ready to shoot package. So the bow is going to come with a quiver. The bow is going to come with a sight. The bow is going to most likely come with a Trophy Ridge whisker biscuit and some $20, you know, stabilizer. A lot of them, it's all, like, if you get a bear, everything's going to be trophy rich. So mm-hmm. most likely you're going to get a Joker 4 sight, which is not bad. Very good entry level sight. We've said that back in the beginning because that's what came on my Crux, and actually Steph had a Joker 3.
You know, I don't think there is, like, comparing all the companies, I honestly don't think there is one that's necessarily better than the other one. Maybe except for durability and whatnot and how it was made can be priced different. But think of it this way. If you're looking, the value can be placed on what you need personally more so than what it's priced retail, if that makes sense. Like, just because something's higher priced doesn't mean it'll be worth more for you as a, like, personally.
The only thing I don't know if
it's making
right,
any sense the way it's coming out.
No. You're referencing price point versus quality.
Well, yeah.
And we really haven't run into a problem when it comes to the sights, which we haven't. Because, I mean,
mm-mm. It's going to be mostly the rest, the arrow rest.
Right. If a person is going to start shooting and their bow has a Joker 4 or a Joker 3 like we had on our RTS kits back when we bought them, even though we pretty much got rid of our sights because we've had better shit sitting at home because I had a bunch of sights already sitting around.
Mm-hmm.
They're not bad sights. They're not. They're great if you're a beginner. They're strong. They're metal. They're not built like crap. So, you know, they're a good bang for the buck for $20.
Yeah.
You know, they are. But...
especially starting out.
But the thing I have noticed with the sights is kind of like when the more expensive the sight is, especially when you get the post $100 sight range, the better
adjustability.
The better adjustability, because a lot of them will have micro adjust.
Right.
And the accessory add-ons for a lot of the sights.
True.
You know, if you get a Trophy Ridge sight, even the single pins, you know, the reacts, there's no way to magnify them. Even the $250 reacts that I've seen have no availability for magnification lens.
That's weird.
Right. My HHA, they've got magnifying lenses all the way to 6x, which is, you know, ridiculous.
If you can shoot that far.
For a 2-inch housing, I mean, it's a little bit overkill to me.
If you're as blind as me, then maybe that might be nice.
No, but your housing on your bow is smaller than mine. If I had an 1.5-inch housing, I would say, yeah, 6x. And if I was going to target shoot 50 meters, yeah, I'm down with it. That's fine.
We speak in yards.
Yard. I'm sorry, Harriet. 50 yards.
Thank you.
Whatever. We're going American only. But yeah, no, if I was shooting like that, distance, that'd be fine. Like, for me, majority of our bows are hunting bows, and which they are. I mean, both of our bows are hunting bows.
Mm-hmm.
I only see the reason for 2x, you know, just to help out with some of the distances. You know, especially me, I'm willing to shoot 40, 50 yards with no problem if I have to. So, you know, I could see those. But, I mean, even like, you know, the spot hog hunting sites, the Fast Eddie XLs, especially the newer version with the... what is it? The MRT, I think it's called. The multiple ring technologies, I believe it's called. It's basically, you know, if you want to stick to a certain size peep, the ring, you know how all of our sights, they have like that reflective ring on them. So you can line up your peep with your sight. Theirs, you can unscrew it and put a bigger one on. You can put a smaller one on. So you can like change the size of it to according to how you feel you need it.
Interesting.
Yeah. So it's really cool. But, you know, theirs, they have 2x, 4x, 6x, you know.
I would like to try the 6x out.
You want a 6x?
That would be cool to look through. If you're like, I can touch it.
You complain about how much the difference of you with the 2x made.
What do you mean complain?
Like, oh my God, I can see how much I'm moving.
That's not a complaint. That's more like, holy shit.
Okay.
I suck worse than I thought.
Jesus Christ.
Without it, it's like, yeah, I'm pretty good. And then you put that on, you're like, ooh.
Right. Not. Yeah, no, like, eventually I do want to put the magnifier on the HHA. I want to get, like, the 2x for now and just, you know, see how it goes from there. I think, though, if I were to go to a 4x magnifier, I would change out the change out the housing to the smaller one, to the 1.625 or the 1.5 like that one instead. I don't know, something to me about having to, but also that I haven't shot with a shade before, so I don't know, maybe me putting the four times or something on this site won't make a much of a difference, but we'll I think it's also a matter of perspective, because, you know, you see all these pro archers and whatever, and everyone's running 1.5 sights.
Yeah, but doesn't mean it's going to work for everyone.
No, I agree. But, like, to me, I think that 2-inch sight is so damn massive that, to me, it seems like it should have been the HHA 3-pin in the 2-inch sight. I don't know if they should have really made the 2-inch XL housing. It's kind of a little bit of overkill. So,
to each his own.
Yeah. Well, I can always change the aperture and go to a smaller one. Or if I find somebody else with an optimizer that wants the monster 2-inch housing that I have, you know, I'd be willing to say, hey, Yara, you have the optimizer with the smaller housing with the 19-pin just like I have? Fuck it. Let's trade.
Yeah, trade. Just send it to him first. He'll use it for a while, and he'll decide if he wants to send it back for another.
That story. I already went over that. I'm not going to talk about that one again.
It's so funny, though.
No, that was irritating.
That's kind of funny.
Send it to me first. I'm going to try it out.
And then I'll decide.
And then I'll decide if I'm going to send you mine. No. No.
If you could just walk into like Cabela's, like, hey, I'm just going to try this out for a while and decide if I like it. And then if I like it, then I'll give you my money.
That would be funny. That would definitely be funny. They would all look at you like, you want to do what?
They'd probably call cops for drunk and disorderly.
Do you need to see a shrink?
Drinking in public.
You know, the temporary stuff is still theft.
Yeah.
So, but we keep getting off the subject with Doug.
No, we don't. No, it's just talking about him shopping and the ready-to-shoots. And
oh, yeah.
You really just want to buy a bear bow setup and then look for the cheaper. Well, the idea of
what we want to do, yes.
If you're looking for a
budget build.
A budget, then you want to kind of look for a bear bow and then shop the pieces elsewhere, because a lot of places have sales and clearance items, or if someone's selling, you know, their old site or old ARS or old whatever, because they upgraded, that's a good place to start.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, just because you didn't go into a store and, you know, buy the full package doesn't mean it's any less of a good place to start.
That is true. That is very, very true.
You know, some people get caught up with the name, and, you know, if it's not a full setup from a store, then it's not going to be worth anything, and they can't learn on it.
Well, I don't know about that. I think a lot of the times when people go to the stores, like especially these big chain stores like Cabela's and Bass, I mean, they tend to buy the RTS package because it's easier.
Well, you know? Yeah, it's more convenient.
Well, because you'll see like a lot of the bigger end bows, like if we go to our Cabela's, they have Phenoms hanging there. None of the Phenoms are RTSs. All the Fevers and the Stingers, those are all RTSs.
I'm trying to think.
They have a Bear Moment. Right? Is that the new one? Yeah, I think it's the Bear Moment. This is the brand new one. That's hanging there, not an RTS package. So it ends up being all the bows that Bear you can find for $300.
Right.
Those are all available with an RTS package for $399 instead of $299. So.
Well, a lot of times the newer bows, a lot of people that are buying them are not going to buy a ready-to-shoot because they already have their own pieces they want to put on it.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Is it, a lot of people, I mean, if someone usually is not going to go out right off the bat and buy a Phenom.
Unless you have an obscene amount of money that you can just throw around.
That is true. That is very true. Because I have seen a couple of YouTube videos where the first bow somebody goes out and buys is a Hoyt Pro Defiant 34. It's quite jealous, but because it is a very nice bow.
It's the poor life.
The poor. We are not poor.
It's the lower middle class life.
That's fine. Yes. I'll accept that. Yeah. We're not lower middle class. We are middle class by definition. But we have two children, which makes us seem like we feel like we're poor.
Oh, I think everyone else who has two children or more can agree with we're poor.
Because
no matter how much you have, your bank account still goes to zero.
Well, especially when, you know, the one kid's sucking down $100 plus in a month in formula plus diapers. And then all of a sudden, you know, they start getting past 3 years old and the potty training and all that stuff. And all of a sudden the expense for diapers and everything starts to dwindle and disappear. You're like, woo, I got money.
Mm-hmm. Throwing a party when they're both out of diapers.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's fine.
But, and, well, besides that, we'll know more about that probably when he actually finds. You're going to help him look for.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I told him that I'll look in the area he's at down in Florida.
Yeah, yeah.
See what I could find there.
And what to look for when you're shopping. And,
well, I told him too, we'll help him out with a lot of, with the stuff, because we do have extra sites and all of that whatnot.
But what we'll do is the stuff that we have already that we'll give to him to put on that bow, we can keep track of what we spent on it. Right. So we can get a total of how much the bow, building it for right, him, right. Mm-hmm. would cost.
Exactly. Well, that's what I'm saying. I'll just go on. Like a lot of the stuff we bought was from eBay, from one of the Sportsman Superstore, I think it was called.
Yeah.
I can just go on there and pull up his most recent price and say, okay, this is what he would have paid for this right now.
Is he even still selling stuff?
Oh, yeah. He's got I think the other day I got an email that he has 19,000 items listed or some absurd amount of stuff. Yes.
Oh my God. Who has the time for that?
I don't know. Maybe it's automated. Well, you got to remember, too, is when like he'll have 20 of one site, it's one post, but it says 20 are available. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it says there's 19,000 individual posts like that. So
No. He has 19,000 items.
Oh, okay. So if he has 100 of one thing.
It's 100. It counts 100 of the 19,000.
Okay. I thought like 19,000 and each one of those could have like
its own post?
A quantity of 100 or whatever.
You'd have to pay someone just nonstop all day long. I know. Here, post this stuff all day long. How many of this site do I have to post? 47. Screw you.
That's a lot.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, but yeah, we'll go through whatever list that he gets or his general idea. Right now, he's going to try and figure out what his budget is for his spending-wise. So I told him try to shoot for the $300 range for either a more higher-end used bow, like the Arena 34 or a Phenom or something like that. It can be 2 years old, 3 years old. That's fine. The bow is still worth the money.
Mine's 3 years old.
Yes, yours is 3 years old, yeah. You all right?
Mm-hmm.
No, yours is a 15.
And we're an 18.
We just started 18.
And that bow was probably made just for
just
15.
Just for a 15, yeah. Sorry. So, yeah, your bow is 3 years old. My Crux is 3 years old because my Crux was a 15.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, yeah, we'll get a list of everything because we do. We have stabilizers and we have sights and we probably just have to worry about an arrow rest. So, but yeah, as that comes close, we'll let everybody know what the plan is or what we're going for. So right now, he's going to eventually probably look in somewhere in the $300 ballpark range for a bow.
Which is not bad.
Which is not bad. For a first bow, you know, spending out $300. But, you know, by chance, if he does get something better, hey, you know, screw it. Throw some new strings on it. We'll, you know, and he'll have a bow that's worth a decent amount of money.
Yeah.
And then we have other friends that are asking me about archery as of recently. I have a driver at work now that's been asking me about it. I'm probably going to take him to the range. Trying to think what else. There's been a couple of people that have been asking me now. One of the other guys found out that we do a podcast. So he had he was asking me questions. Oh, what's this and what's that? And, you know, what bow would you recommend? I just want to get started. And it's almost like the same answers every time, you know. And I almost feel bad because I think I recommend your bow more than any bow I ever recommend for a new person to archery.
Because we got it and it's been working out really well. And it, you know, as far as moving up from learn mode to pro and being able to adjust
the massive adjustability of that bow alone.
Yeah. You know,
how many bows you're going to go from 30 pounds to 70.
It's been a really good. I mean, it's good. It still is.
Right, right. And now we're going to give it some fresh new strings after, you know, over a year of you shooting them. So
yeah, I think even after we get, like, whenever I end up getting another one,
mm-hmm.
whatever that is,
right?
I don't think I'll get rid of this one. I think I'll be keeping this one.
That's fine. You can. We already know what the next bow you want is.
Who knows what might be out by the time we can buy another one, though. Didn't think of that.
No, because they just made the whole entire lineup ESC bows, almost.
Never know.
Okay.
We'll see.
Well, plus we both want to get into bow fishing.
We can try it out.
So that's going to be another bow we're going to end up both getting.
No, that's something I'll be finding a place I could try it.
Mm,
and then
true.
Seeing if I can, because I suck at regular fishing, so I don't know how that's going to turn out.
Suck at regular fishing. We both suck at regular fishing.
Yeah, but we don't really fish. Like, we're
no,
not,
no.
We don't fish. We just,
the worst
know.
Part is we both like fish, though.
Okay. That doesn't really make a difference.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, we
just
like.
Just because I like eating it doesn't mean I can go out fishing and be good at it.
Well, no, I mean, well, now that we've been doing this podcast more so, I, you know, maybe something will, it'll change a little bit and click.
Maybe.
You know.
Maybe it'll become.
It's also, too, the last time we went fishing, we really don't know shit when it comes to fishing. It's like, well, you know, this whole thing's been a learning process.
It'll, it might become enjoyable when I can actually catch fish.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Yeah, no, that's what I mean. You know, maybe learn, say, okay, all right, so we, to watch some fishing channels. Okay, this guy's using this lure. Let's
no,
go
I
look
can't.
It up and go.
I can't.
No, I'm talking the good ones. Like watch Lunkers and shit. At least he's funny.
You ever watch some of those like competition?
No, those were boring. That's like sitting here watching golf.
I don't know.
If I want to take a great nap, I'm gonna put golf on TV.
Yeah, it's true.
Watch some dude walk around in khakis with an ugly fucking shirt.
See Tiger Woods' ex-wife come out.
Yeah,
in the
watch.
Field.
Yeah. Tiger Woods' ex-wife come with a golf club try and beat him to death.
That's funny.
So, you know, but I got completely thrown off. So, oh, Jesus Christ.
But no, that's basically what's going to happen with that. And then we'll have ATA coming up Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, that's going to be like watching every live stream. See who's got what, who's releasing what.
Yeah,
you know.
And a lot of the places, well, not places, the people and businesses and whatnot that are going to be there mm-hmm. already have their schedules of who's going to be in their booth doing whatever interviews and stuff like that. And they already have time set up, and so we have to kind of check those out.
Right.
And then we'll be mentioning that on our next.
You know, I wonder, is there going to be an actual, like, ATA live streams? Like ATA themselves, not like, you know, True Glow doing their own live stream and their products and this company doing some live
they
streams?
They did it last year.
Did they?
It wasn't.
I watched a lot of videos from, like, Lancaster Archery where PJ Harvey was going around interviewing people, which were really good.
From what I remember, what they did was they did their own little updates. So, like, a recap of, like, what's been going on today kind of thing. And, mm-hmm. and it looked just like a videotape of the floor for that day.
Right.
And they showed different booths and whatnot. So I don't know if they're going to do the same thing
right.
this year or if they're going to do something different. But the interesting part is the individual booth, whatchamacallit, interviews. Oh, wait, but they also do they do seminars. ATA does seminars and teaching
right.
and product info, new release, like they whatchamacallit, a feature, new releases mm-hmm. coming out for certain areas and whatnot.
Right.
And they have scheduled seminars. So they'll probably be showing highlights from those seminars going on.
Okay. That should be good.
Is what will happen.
Well, like I said, I'm sure we'll be watching a bunch of the stuff that comes out.
Yeah.
You know, I know Lancaster, like I said, PJ Riley, not Harvey, PJ Riley goes around and interviews a lot of people. I think last year during ATA, they released like 40-something videos just from Lancaster Archery, which was really cool. And they were all nice,
yeah,
short, 3-5 minutes, whatever.
Well, their videos are kind of on the short side, too.
Yeah, which is good. They're
because it's simple, get to the point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this
mm-hmm.
is what we're showing you today, and this is how it's done. Kind
right, of. Right. What's the other one that's doing real a good amount of videos now? Like Bowhunter Planet is doing a lot of videos. They're doing a lot of speed tests on the new bows, various weights. When it comes to like the seminar thing, I know I've seen that's the shop that's in Arkansas, Better Outdoors, I believe it's called. He's, you know, retailer for PSC and Matthews and a couple other companies. And he's going to one of the seminars to get like some level 2 certification done teaching art or for archery instruction.
Yeah, that's the correct terminology.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, you know, it should be a good event. You know, I do look forward to us going to it next year.
Yeah, we will be getting a business license. We'll figure out what we need to do. We will get the membership, and we will go.
Yes. So it should be good.
Mm-hmm. And it's in Kentucky next year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so not that far of a drive. It'll only be like 4 hours and change, I think.
Yeah, it's actually closer to us. Mm-hmm. They'll be your adult vacation.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Adult vacation. Where are we going? We're going to go to see some more archery stuff.
We're going to Kentucky.
Going to Kentucky.
Tucky.
Yep, good old Tucky.
Tucky in America. I live in America. Where? Tucky.
Isn't that where Superman's from? Doug's going to kill me if I get that wrong.
I don't know. Superman sucks anyway.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, that's right. You like the billionaire comic guys. Bruce Wayne and Iron Man.
Mm-hmm.
So. All right. So we got anything else?
No. It's mostly going to be our next one going over what was at ATA. And when our stuff gets here, going over that. Mm-hmm. And then they'll probably be the next one. And then the one after that will be more of what we thought of our
new stuff on the bows, hopefully.
Yeah. And then ordering the strings.
Right.
And then that'll be the end of January.
Okay. That's fine. That's good.
So it sounds like a plan.
All right. So, folks, have fun. Get out. Go shoot.
Mm-hmm.
Try some new stuff. And if you have any suggestions, let us know. Anything you're interested in about hearing. I know I've said this before, but, you know, hit us up. We are on Instagram, Facebook, even though the Facebook page we barely even touch anymore.
No, not so much.
Everything is like, pay us and we'll do this. No.
Yeah, no. Oh, and go visit my store for my slings. ShootingSkulls.etsy.com.
Okay, so that's your bow slings, which yeah, actually made mine. A really cool like Valentine's Day one where you stitched hearts into it.
Yeah, that was on my Instagram. I put that one up.
Okay, you did.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm still working on the photography, trying to figure out how to not take pictures like a total idiot.
Noob?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. We got a new white backboards and stuff like that for her to take her photos.
DIY at home.
Yeah. Everything for us has been pretty much DIY. Mm-hmm. So, all right, folks. Have fun, and we will talk to you guys soon.